As part of my practice, I recite the daily contemplations, the five daily reflections. And recently I've started to wonder about the language used around karma and its relationship to family, born, heir, related, supported, you know, and if you can speak to that, if you see that as something, I mean, I presume it's intentional, but how intentional, or do you see implications in that?
Well, I would think that's, I mean, I never really thought of it before, but I think that, yeah, there is, there's kind of a familial sense. Yeah, born in my karma, related to come by karma, abide supportive. So that they're, and again, you realize, okay, this is actually our community, is our actions. You know, and that's the community that we build, or the family that we build. And we create those relationships. I mean, it's a bit of an extension to the actual, say, blood relations that we have, but you realize everything ends up being related through our how we perceive it and how we interact with it, because everything has a result. So part of that language is probably pretty deliberate on the Buddha's part, because those five recollections are very much right out of the Buddha's words from the canon. So and the Buddha was amazingly articulate in his choice of language.